Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes. For only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
Well, as we were in Murondoy, Shelley, Unique, and Dinah were discussing the adverse effects of the coronavirus when Coretta entered the restaurant, and as usual, a bitter row started. Coretta became upset and even threatened to break up Shelley's marriage. Sonny warned Anil about his relationship with Benicia, the Venezuelan woman with whom he was intimate, and advised him to have nothing more to do with her. After a well-attended village meeting, Unique, Dinah, and Coretta expressed excitement about the prospects for all from the oil profits. As we return, Ignatius is on the phone with Coretta.
Coretta! Mama, why do you keep calling me? I'm not interested in anything you have to say. And next time you disrespect my wife, I will deal with you.
Things ain't songing nice there, Ignatius.
Sonny, this woman will not leave me alone. Since me and Shelley renewed our vows, it's like a new demon entity.
Are you going to love these women and leave them high and dry, eh? You know that you's Murondoy star boy?
I never love Coretta. You give some of these women an inch, they want 100 miles. She be even worse than the coronavirus, man.
I feel your pain, buddy.
Anyway, let me talk business. About the tire shredder, I hear the buzz about. That's going to be a national thing?
Yeah. Well, according to what I hear, the Ministry of Communities intend to oversee the tire shredder.
Well, that would be a good addition to the garbage disposal. I mean, you know we start with little thing here in Murondoy with the shredding. But if we could get that on a large scale, that would be excellent for the country.
I agree. And I think that is the intention.
Recycle them by building the roads and stuff.
Yes.
But when they intend to start putting this into action?
Well, it's a work in progress, but it's supposed to be operating before the year is out.
Good. because we got a lot of vehicles on these roads and we got to find a way to recycle and reuse them old tires.
You know, them tires take about 50 years for decay.
You see that? Well, we're really doing some things to this earth, you know, Sonny.
Well, that's why we got to find different ways to adjust and fix as we go along.
You know, I think this coronavirus should be a wake-up call. I mean the amount of damage we do to Mother Earth. We ain't expect some repercussions at some point.
Mother Earth been rebelling long now.
I know, buddy. It's time we start listening.
Cecil, what's this?
Coconut oil, Lulu, dear.
And where did you get this?
A woman passed this morning.
Since when people are walking around Morondai selling coconut oil?
I guess since the coronavirus, and Guyana is a land of many waters and oil, in case you forgot, my dear.
I don't think we should use this. You can't trust any and everybody to buy these things from.
It's coconut oil. What could be wrong with it?
In this season of viruses, you can't trust people. Did you wash your hands after you made the purchase?
Yes, my dear Lucille. No need to be paranoid now.
We are a land of oil, but coconut oil is not being sold on an international scale, and we should not buy it from any and everybody.
I am sure besides crude oil, we do export some amount of coconut
oil. You think that woman you purchased this from is exporting it? She bottled it in a rum bottle, for heaven's sake.
Well, perhaps she will make leaps and become an employee of ExxonMobil to help with the sale of Guyana's oil. After all, our oil is of high quality.
Cecil, don't be a clown. Even in your old age, you continue to carry on like a buffoon.
Was that always what you thought of me, dear?
For you to suggest that some village market woman could be an employee of ExxonMobil to help in the exporting of our oil is laughable.
Oh, Lulu, you must learn to lighten up sometimes. And I'm quite sure the folks at ExxonMobil do not discriminate when it comes to employing those who are qualified.
Do not mock me.
Is that what I'm doing?
Hmm.
Something that might interest you. I was reading about how the coronavirus pandemic is affecting the cost of oil.
Enlighten me.
According to this article, since 2 weeks ago, the prices dropped by 24%. I'm not sure if there has been changes since.
Heavens, I'm sure as long as this pandemic persists, it will fall even more. I wonder what effects it will have on our oil.
Well, simple. If cost oil is cheaper, we will get less profits.
But does ExxonMobil have any control over the oil prices? Can they wait until the pandemic passes to sell the oil?
How would they do that? Just bring up the oil and have it sitting there? The tanker is supposed to depart every 10 days. Remember, they are competing on the world market. ExxonMobil has no control over the prices.
Well, yes, there's that.
I am sure that once the pandemic passes, the oil prices will return to normal.
But what if this crisis lasts for a year or two? It can have dire consequences on the world economy.
Yes, which can have long-term effects.
Oh boy, I'm going to call June now. In the meantime, get rid of that coconut oil.
I have no intention of doing so, dear. I intend to take a few tablespoons every day.
What? Have you lost your mind, Cecil?
It has many health benefits.
But you don't know how that woman made it.
It is a risk I'm willing to take. Sometimes I think death will be better than my current existence.
I will ask June to talk to you. You're out of your mind.
Hi, Marlo. I want to talk to you.
Talk.
Can you at least stop what you're doing and let me sit and talk?
Mina gonna wake up just now. I want the place to be clean for when she wake up.
Just 10 minutes.
Anil, you could talk while I do my walk.
Alright, fine. Look, I don't know how many more times I gotta tell you sorry for what I did.
I don't know, until probably you mean it?
I mean it, Marlo.
Anil, if I didn't catch you with the Benicia woman texting you, you would ever tell me about she? Look, if you want me to be honest and walk on this thing, please answer me straight.
No.
You see? What kind of trust we got then?
I won't tell you nothing because nothing going on with me and she. I tell you what happened already. I was only one time and I was drunk.
You use protection?
Yes.
Well, then you wasn't that drunk then. I know how you just get when you drink. And Anil, you ain't even supposed to be drinking.
Look, I got my alcohol under control.
If you say so.
Look, babes. I gonna apologize until we fix this.
Well, you can't just expect me to forgive you just a dry anil.
All right, I understand that. I just want to know that we gonna work through it.
What you would do if I cheat on you, Anil? Huh?
What? I mean,
you see, it's just like some of you men. Y'all can dish it, but you can't take it.
You gonna punish me for one mistake?
That's what you say. But you could tell me anything.
Look, you, Mina, and my son are my number one priority. No woman could come between that.
But it already happened, Anil. And like this, what you not want to admit? I was begging you for months for just show me little love and affection. You coming in late in the night and then you leaving first thing in the morning?
I know, baby. I was wrong.
Is she alone you had?
Hey, man, you think I running around this place cheating with a set of women? Oh, my Marlo. I make one mistake.
You didn't answer me question, though.
Yes. Yes, it's only she. You don't believe me.
I hope that when I'm ready for go out and do me, that you ain't got a problem.
So, wait. Is threat you threatening me to go out and cheat?
Whatever I choose to do, nothing should upset you.
Hey. You gonna go there and get no man with me, Marlo. I ain't gonna put up with it.
You see?
Marlo?
Mina, wake up.
Marlo. Anil? What is this here, boy?
June, your father is quite foolish to think he can purchase coconut oil from just anyone. Oh, not you too. Anyway, I hope this cost oil crisis doesn't last too long. Guyana needs all the money it can get. June, there's someone at the door. I will speak with you later. Yes, bye. Who is it?
Mrs. Carter, Sonny Singh.
Sonny? What is he doing here?
Lulu, somebody's there?
The village chairman.
Hello, Mrs. Carter.
Sir Henry Nath Singh? How may I help you?
Well, there's two reasons I stopped by. One is that we check in with villagers to see if they have old tires to shred.
Oh, I'm sure you can find a few in the yard. I have used some for my plants.
So, I got permission to take the ones I find.
Sure.
Tire shredding gonna become common practice this year. The Ministry of Communities working on it.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, beside that, we're doing wellness checks on the elderly. You know, with this coronavirus going around.
As you can see, I'm in perfect health. I do not want to stand here much longer talking to you, though. I'm trying to practice social distancing. I have even taken to sleeping alone in another room.
Oh, you're staying away from people and choosing to deny me affection is nothing new, Lulu.
Before I become infected, I'm retreating to my room.
I love you too, dear.
Mr. Carter, like the mistress getting a little more scratchy with age, man.
Age has nothing to do with it, Sonny. She has been like that for years. I believe the last time Lucille was truly happy was probably in the 1950s.
Wow.
I hope you and Bibi never become this. It is hell.
Hey, babes. I could sit with you?
Me stopping you.
Marlo, look. I know today was a rough day.
And I don't expect tomorrow gonna be any better, Anil.
I just want we continue talking. We got to talk our way through this.
Look. Who's there at this hour? It's after 9.
I can just ignore it, man.
No, Anil. Let me see. Let me see who's calling you at this night.
Look. I think you won't break me phone.
Benicia? Hello? Why are you calling and texting me, husband, eh?
Marlo.
Were you set to me? Anil, it's cause this woman cussing me in Spanish.
Marlo,
She saying something like, qui ran as a rest to... It's cause this woman cussing me, Anil.
No, ma'am. She probably just asking, who are you?
What you mean, who is me? This is he wife. And don't call back this phone.
Marlo, why you pelting me phone? There's $100,000+ that you throwing away, woman.
One time, right? One time, you must detect me for some fool, Anil. One time!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.